We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil Rumor is joining us live this morning, the president of the Buffalo Teachers Federation. Buffalo schools will start phasing students back into the classroom beginning February 1st after a unanimous vote by the school board last night. Phil, good morning. Where are you and the teachers on this decision?
Well, good morning, Susan and Brian. Bottom line is that the teachers want nothing more than to be back with their kids. The stress that the parents, kids, and teachers are going through right now is really terrible. However, we want to make sure that when those students and teachers return to the buildings, that those buildings are safe and we don't become a California where there's a widespread outbreak and people are harmed.
What do you think about the plan now, though? I mean, we've had so much time now to make sure that all the social distancing, masking, things like that are in place. We've seen other schools operate without problems. And now here we are, February, nearly a year later, we're finally talking about just bringing a small amount of kids back in the classroom. Where does your teacher federation stand on this?
Well, first of all, I just want to let you know that there'll be a meeting of what we call our building representatives, our council of delegates tonight, where we'll be discussing this very issue. But you should know that we did an assessment. We sent out an assessment to the teachers at the schools, and almost all of the schools that of the 27 that reported so far, and what they're continuing to come up now, I think we're up to 40 or so. There are significant health and safety concerns at the schools that need to be addressed before kids come back. For example, some of the schools don't have the filters that they need to have. Some of the buildings are reporting that the supplies that everybody says that they have, they don't have. Some of the schools, the classrooms haven't been marked as to the placement of the desks. These are the things that need to be corrected before the students come back. Otherwise, it's dangerous. So, right now, what we've done is we've sent the district a list of what the teachers are reporting problems in the buildings. What we want them to do then is to make sure that the teachers and the parents know that these have all been corrected and will be corrected as they come in and that the buildings are safe.
Phil, the building concerns that you just mentioned, you mentioned to us back in September. Has anything been addressed there, or are you still waiting for that update?
Well, as far as the teachers are concerned that have reported back to us, these have not been. And we've sent the documents to the district from each school, listing each school and the concerns that they have. But we expect that the district will do, and we'll be sending another batch of those over today. What we want to do is we want to work with the district and say, look, these are the concerns and these are the problems in these buildings. Please contact the parents in the buildings to specifically let them know how they've all been addressed. Otherwise, you know, the buildings are not safe.
There are some buildings, though, that have to be safe or meeting your standard. And if we've gone this long, I mean, what will it take to get those buildings to be, you know, okay for you to say we're comfortable with opening up school?
Well, they're going to have to make sure that, first of all, that the sanitization takes place. That like when kids go into the restrooms, et cetera, the bathrooms, that they're kept clean. How the meals are taken care of. In other words, who cleans up after them, after the kids are there. For example, one of the things that the district is saying is that the buildings are going to be deep cleaned on Wednesdays. Well, how are you going to deep clean a building when there are teachers and parents or students in the buildings? Are you going to get more hazmat suits? We still have a lot of questions that we need answers to. We want to be back. The teachers want to be back. We want to make sure that there's no risk of danger. I just found out that Rochester, for example, that opened about a week or so ago, I think there has been an overwhelming vote of the teachers over there that they don't think the buildings are safe.
But we've gone 5 months now, Phil, with most schools having students back in a very limited way, even despite that being limited, more students back than what Buffalo is proposing, and there's been no major issue.
Well, let's put it this way. I just heard that Niagara Falls had two teachers that were identified that have had the virus. I don't know what the issue was. I think there were teachers or school staff that had the virus. But you know something? We have to make sure that even if there is one, I mean, let's face it, Buffalo is a little bit different. Buffalo has a lot of our kids are bused. A lot of our families don't have access to the health care that we all, that other people have. But we want to make sure that's safe. You know, something all we need to do is have a couple of kids start spreading this in the community. And, you know, something the kids are, you know, something it's difficult. But a lot of our kids are adapting well to this. But the bottom line for us is the teachers want to be back with their kids, but we want to make sure that when they come back, that it's safe and that there's no spread in the schools and in the community of this deadly virus.
You know, you mentioned Buffalo being a little bit different. Buffalo is also different, and you have more kids who have English as a second language. They're already behind in that aspect of things. You have a greater disparity in test scores and the amount of learning that's been able to be doing between minority and white students in the city of Buffalo that's been shown through numbers in past years. We keep hearing about if it's going to be safe. When are we going to start hearing about how you're ever going to be able to recover what's been lost over the last year? I mean, are we talking about maybe going back then early in the summer once the vaccine is more available, maybe starting off kids in July, bringing them back into buildings to help make up this lost ground?
No, I don't think that that's necessary. First of all, I taught special education students, and you'd be surprised how fast I had kids that were 2-3 years behind, and you'd be surprised when you give them the assistance that they need, how they catch up. Now, of course, the kids want to be back, especially the early grade kids want to be back. I don't think it's going to take that long. The issue is that we need to identify schools that are up to snuff, that have policies, that have enough. And what we're hearing is that the engineers don't have enough staff to do the kind of cleaning that needs to be done. Once again, we're talking about not just life and death here. We're talking about permanent physical injury that can occur to adults. And you know something they're finding now that some of the students, what all we want to do is make sure that those schools are safe and that the district says, look, we've given you what we're doing is we're surveying our teachers now. Look, here are the concerns that they have in the buildings. Tell the parents and teachers exactly how they've been corrected and how they will continue.
We are also, though, we're talking about, permanent learning lost. I know you say kids can catch up really fast. Phil, I'm married to a teacher who teaches special ed, and she's amazed by how much learning has been lost in this period of time from all the things she looks at, from people she talks to, coworkers. How can we expect to just believe, they'll make it up. They'll make it up and they'll move on to the next grade next year and maybe we'll be back in school and, everything will be relearned someday.
Well, most of our teachers believe that our kids will be able to be caught up. I taught special ed as well. And I had kids that were 2 and 3 years behind. And I adjusted my teaching to each one of their needs, just as all of our teachers will do. And I can tell you this, our students are more resilient, whether they are white, black, green, yellow, purple. Our teachers are committed and know how to get our kids caught up, and they will get them caught up.
Phil, at this meeting tonight, could there be a decision to lay a legal challenge against the district?
It could be. I mean, once again, if indeed that the district is in certain instances having kids come back in unsafe conditions, we might be forced to take legal action. Once again, I hope it doesn't come to that. We're giving the district, we have already given the district concerns that teachers have raised about individual schools. The district has time to now look at those, get back to the teachers and the parents at those schools and say that they've been corrected. And we will be continuing to work with the district to point out problems in the district so that not just to make it bad, but to make sure that they can get corrected so that the links are safe.
If legal action is taken, will it concern you at all that a lot of parents are going to look at the Buffalo Teacher Federation and say, this is why my kid has been kept out of school?
That could be true. A lot of them blame me. But the thing is that what we want to do is that there will be some parents that will say that that's the reason. But, once again, the district has it within its ability to ensure that the concerns that have been raised and that the buildings are safe. And if the buildings are safe, the kids will be returning to school. We're looking out not only for teacher safety, but we're looking over for the community safety as well. But it's not up to us. It's up to the district to make sure that the concerns that have been raised about the health and safety of those buildings are taken care of and that everybody's assured that they're okay.
Phil, thanks for joining us this morning. Phil Rumor is president of the Buffalo Teachers Federation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.